This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. An Army staff sergeant from Fort Collins is charged with dealing Fort Carson is charged with dealing cocaine after a weekend immigration raid in Colorado Springs. Juan Gabriel Arona Rodriguez was providing security for an after-hours nightclub when it was raided by immigration and other federal agents early last Sunday. Arona Rodriguez was a target of the raid after he recently sold an undercover DEA agent cocaine, according to a federal complaint. No one else is yet facing criminal charges from the raid. About 100 people were taken into immigration detention for possible deportation. State lawmakers have approved a controversial proposal that could change how waiters and bartenders get paid. Denverite's Andrew Kenny reports.
The fight was all about the tipped minimum wage. That's the money that restaurants and others have to pay workers in addition to tips they may be getting. The original version of the bill would have set a single statewide rate. Denver has the highest tipped minimum right now, so workers there could have lost out on up to $4 an hour off their paychecks. That drew strong objections from local leaders, so the legislature passed a compromise. They'll let Denver and other local governments decide whether to lower their local tipped minimum wages or just keep them the same. There would be a limit on just how low those tipped wages could go. That would be about $12 an hour currently. The governor plans to sign the bill. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
There are almost 90 people now in Colorado hospital with RSV, COVID-19, or the flu. That's according to the state's health department's dashboard. This is CPR News.